How does that discovery help us better understand this area?
It basically represents a 10,000 years time slice in which we can see how the climate changed. We think of the Ice Age as being one solid piece of time where everything was just frozen and cold and icy, and that's not the case. The big picture story of this find is climate change. It's the key to everything. Climate change is more severe in high elevation than it is at lower elevation. And so we up here, we're going to be impacted more strongly and more quickly by climate change than other regions, just by the nature of being up in high elevation.
How can you tell that climate change is more severe at high elevation?
By comparing this site, and this site is unique. We don't really have a lot of data from high elevation sites. Usually things at high elevation erode down and don't leave fossil evidence. We know animals live there. Obviously animals are living here today, but we don't generally have that preserved. So we have a lot of lower elevation sites, and we can see at the same time period how those animals and plants changed over time and when certain extinction events happened and when, you know, certain shifts in animal distributions happened. And a lot of that happened a lot quicker up here and was a lot more severe.
Is there any possibility that paleontologists would reopen that site?
Oh, definitely. We know there's a lot more fossils still left in the Ziegler Reservoir. We were only able to dig in about 10% of the ancient lake bed that produced fossils. We pulled out over 6,000 large bones, tusks, and teeth, and over 30,000 small bones, plus over 100 different types of plant, 100 different type of invertebrate, ranging from freshwater mollusks to insects. It was a lot to process and go through and store. So it's being used as a reservoir now. However, when they drain the reservoir for maintenance purposes, we will continue the dig.
Do you have a personal favorite fossil that was found here?
I'm a big fan of the Jefferson's ground sloth. They're really awkward looking animals. When they stood on their hind legs, they'd be about 10 feet tall, which is about the height of the mastodon. They had these huge claws on their forelimbs that they would use to shred trees and eat the branches. And they had these crazy teeth without enamel, just the dentin, the internal soft part of our teeth. And they somehow managed to use those to eat all the tough woody plants and parts. So really strange animals.